بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had completed Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. And as we had mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, this was a Madani Surah. The Madani Surahs generally are those Surahs whose verses, or the majority of the verses, were revealed after the Hijrah. And generally these surahs comprise of many ahkam, laws of shariat, those things that are permissible, impermissible. In today's lesson we will be commencing with Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, which is a Makki surah. In other words, the verses were revealed prior to Hijrah or in the earlier days of Islam. And Mufassirin explained that the Makki surahs generally comprise of three main topics, the subject matter, which deals with our aqidah, our belief, particularly the aspect of tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many different proofs are mentioned in these surahs, proving the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His attributes, His power, His greatness. And then secondly, the aspect of belief in risalat, nubuwat, the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and incidents of the anbiya of the past will be mentioned. And thirdly, belief in the last day, in life after death, the day of Qiyamah, etc. So commencing with Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Allah begins with His own praise, that all praise is due to Allah. And here Mufassirin explained that by beginning in this way, Allah is very subtly teaching us that as believers in this world also we should begin every action of ours, whether it's an important action, whether it's a small, simple action, our daily tasks, etc., with the praise of Allah. According to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which speaks about important matters, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, every important matter which is not started with the praise of Allah, and in one narration with the remembrance of Allah, then this action will not come to completion. A person starts some task, whatever it may be, and he does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when commencing, then this task will not come to completion. Allah will not place barakah, blessings in this action of His or this work of His. So Allah begins by praising Himself. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And then Allah mentions the proof. Why should we praise Him? Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. All praise is due to Allah who created the skies and the earth. So this is a bounty, a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah created the skies and the earth, and thereafter Allah gave us life. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. And Allah also created darknesses and light. ظُلُمَات, darknesses, and nur refers to light. And what is meant here, according to most mufassirin, this refers to the darknesses of the night and the light of the day. Although one view has also been mentioned that this refers to the darknesses of kufr, of disbelief, and the light of Iman. And here, why is the plural used for darkness, ظلمات? Because of the different forms and types of kufr that we get in this world, different religions, different ways, different methods that are against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against His teachings. And Nur is singular, the light of Iman is singular. There is only one way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the deen of Islam. There is no other way that will be accepted in the court of Allah. So Allah mentions these qualities or these attributes of Himself, that He created the skies and the earth, He created darknesses and light. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Despite all of this, the disbelievers still equate others to their Rabb. In other words, despite them understanding, recognizing that Allah is the creator of the skies and the earth, Allah is the one who created life, etc., they still equate others to Allah, they still make shirk, ascribe others as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is completely illogical. And here also we find in other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that if you had to ask the people of Makkah Mukarrama, who created the skies and the earth, they will say it is Allah. If you ask them who made the seas subservient to you, who created the clouds, the rain, etc., they will say it is Allah. But despite their recognition of this, they still ascribe and associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah continues to mention the proofs of His greatness, that هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا. He is the one who created you from clay. In other words, he fashioned Adam alayhi salam from clay. And then he fixed or he decreed a term. In other words, each person after his creation, Allah decreed a term for him, a lifespan for him, which he cannot exceed. Whatever his lifespan is, this is how long he will live in this world. وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ. And there is another fixed term which is by Allah. In other words, there is another fixed period of time for the day of Qiyamah, when the world will come to an end and resurrection will take place. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. Then Allah says, despite all of this, you still have doubt in the promise of Allah. In other words, you doubt in the reality of Qiyamah, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining and showing all of it to you. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, He is the being who is worthy of worship in the skies and in the earth. In other words, whether you are here in this world as insan, as a human being, or the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies, the angels, the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah is the only being who is worthy of worship. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ. He knows that which you keep secret. In other words, that which you do not disclose to anybody, Allah knows this, and He knows that which you disclose to people. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. And He knows everything that you do. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His knowledge, His power. And this particular verse also is consolation for us, especially in today's time. We know what is happening in the world, in Gaza, in Palestine, where the ummah is going through a very trying and difficult time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse tells us, يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Allah's knowledge is complete. Nothing is hidden from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is happening. Allah knows what is taking place. And all of this is according to the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us not to become despondent, but to continue to have trust, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never to question the wisdom and the decisions of Allah. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.